Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
So, it came the night that we were to go to the meeting. And she got a telephone call, and she laid the law down to me. I mean, she wanted it, and that was that. And I was in trouble if it didn't come. The whole faith message. So anyway, when we went out to go out the door, she said, "Oh, I got a telephone call." And she said, "There's a Broadway singer coming by. He just got saved out of Broadway. And he's been on a tour in California. And he's going to come and he's going to sing tonight." Oh, so now you're cut down from, I think it was 45 minutes to 30 minutes. And again, she warned me, "If you don't stop so-and-so, who was a politician, well-known, he'll take you off. He leads the service." So, I mean, I was down there on that. I mean, I've been under the high boy. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'd been there today. Suddenly, I found myself praying things. I found myself, angels, go and cause people to come to the meeting tonight that don't know there is a meeting. And other strange things that's, you know, were strange. But I prayed them. Then I got cut down to 30 minutes, and I thought, this could be it. Because music, if it's really anointed, I mean, you don't even have to preach long. It can just get the job done. But when he got up, he hadn't been saved long enough. And he was still real dramatic. And he told how God killed his aunt with cancer and made his mother sick, and that brought him in. And by the time he getting through, I mean, you're ready to go under the rug. And then they give it to me. And I'm standing here. Check one last time. What do you want me to preach? The glory of Revelation. And at that time, I started with Genesis 1:1. So I started, and I was looking at the time. I opened my Bible. And in the beginning, God created Tohu Babohu. And I am going so fast. And I am thinking, and the people are looking like me, like they're staring at me. Stared at me. I was wishing for a trap door. I'm glad the guy's going to come and get me off. And I remember thinking, I preach this all the time, and even I don't understand what I'm saying. Let alone these poor people. And the time was up. And there I looked at the back, and here comes the cloud. Here it comes. And it just rolls in. It looks like bright cloud, but kind of like a wave, like an ocean wave. And it comes in from the back, and it starts picking up the people and bring them the front. And this one woman, she stands up and she says, "I've been running from God for years. Today I was driving down this street, and something took a hold of my steering wheel and steered me in here, and I couldn't get away. I got to get to God, and I got to get to him right now." And another young man said, "That's my testimony. I came from Nashville, Tennessee. I drove here today, and I'm driving by, and something got a hold. I didn't know you had a meeting tonight, and something got a hold of my steering wheel, and I got to get to God." And I'm telling you, I'm standing there. I got absolutely nothing to do with this. And then the crowd goes bananas. I mean bananas. And I don't even know what they're going bananas about. But the piano player is dancing across the stage. I did not know it, but she was crippled. And she was scheduled for surgery the next day. Bless the Lord! The glory of the Lord is the presence of the Lord. Manifested. You could see it. Or what it does. And this morning, I preached it, and I'm not going to preach it over, but it's time. It's time for the glory. And when God gave me this revelation, the key verse of it is, turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 5:27. In this revelation, the key of it all is the church, which is his body. He made me to know that the church the Lord Jesus Christ is coming for will not be a weak, downtrodden, barely getting along church, but will be a powerful body so unified that it can manifest the glory of God. And the key scripture to it is Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. I'm going to change it because that's what it is, her. If you have a modern translation, it will say that. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The church that he comes for is going to be filled with the glory of God. It's not going to be frightened. It's not going to be scared. It's not going to be afraid. It's not going to be afraid. It's not going to get something to eat. It's not going to be afraid of anything, because it's going to be filled with the glory of God. This is a lot about the blood, but it's the blood and the glory. Without the blood cleansing us, we couldn't have the glory. And so I'm going to read a little bit out of this book. My childhood call to the ministry knew its real beginning, though I didn't recognize it until many years later, when the 8 members or so of the adult Sunday school class of the Friends Quaker Church elected me teacher in about 1973. After we left this church, which was crazy lunatic, we found a church in our town where you could raise your hands, and it was the Quaker Church. So we went there, and they had 8 people in the Sunday school class. And it was funny. My husband and I came there the first day because we heard you could raise your hands. There you are. You were in the Sunday school class. 8 of us. And we're sitting there, you know, and this guy gives a testimony. Wayne Tiefertiller. Little broken arms like wings. And here's his testimony. He's raised in Assembly of God Church. He said, I just wanted to testify that God never forgets his vows. Your vows, and he'll always collect on them. When I was 18 years old, I vowed I'd never go to a picture show. And I promised God if I ever went to a picture show, he could break both my arms. And he said, I'm 35 now. And he said, what happened was when I was 18, a picture show came on football, and I went to it. And it hadn't happened until now, but I'm 35 now. Now, Wayne had just run down the aisle and got back to God. You were probably there the Sunday he did it, the Sunday before. And he didn't even let Cooper Beatty finish preaching. He ran up there and got saved. He said, I got to get to God right now, because he'd had this deal. So now he's giving testimony in the 8-member Sunday school class. Broken wings. He said, now I'm 35 years old. And he liked to ride broncs and rodeos. And he said, a bronc threw me and broke both my arms. I'm just telling you that God will collect on his vows that you make. My husband is punching me. He has given me the elbow. That means keep your mouth shut. We won't come back. This will be the last Sunday, but don't get into it here. Now, I'm working for Kenneth E. Hagin doing his books. And I just finished doing a book called Don't Blame God. And I said, brother, brother, with stars in my eyes, an anointing came on me. I said, that wasn't God collecting on a little boy's foolish vow. You just got back to God last Sunday. That was the devil trying to get you off again. He took that little broken wing. He raised it. He said to the Sunday school teacher, I nominate this woman to be our Sunday school teacher. The Sunday school teacher said, I second the motion. And I became the Sunday school teacher. And that's when my ministry began, that right there in that Quaker church. Arlene back here, she's a witness of it all. And so I was working for Brother Hagin. I was learning all these things. I'd come and teach him in the Sunday school class. It is charismatic move days. And what you know, we had to move out of that Sunday choir loft. We had to move down on this side of the church. We soon had 100 people. This side of the church filled all up. Then we had to have fill up the other side of the church. We had 200 people coming to the Sunday school class. And I'd learn something, you know, from Brother Hagin. I'd come and teach it. Oh, man. Now, a lot of these people, they just got in, you know. They came in charismatic move. Some of them didn't know too much either. And I decided I'm going to start with Genesis, and I'm going to teach them the story of redemption from the Bible. So we started with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Now, you'll have to read my book to get this, but I do believe in a pre-Adamic civilization, and that a lot of time happened between Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2, and that's there. And so then, I would have visions. And God showed me, it wasn't like, I can lay it out for you, ABC, but he showed me creation. And he showed me, because earth had become tohu vabohu, tohu vabohu. He created it perfectly, but it had become covered with dark waters. And tohu vabohu means formlessness, chaotic wasteland. He didn't make it that way. It became that way. And I could take you through other scriptures. You don't have to believe that. I mean, you can go to heaven without believing that. But anyway, that the earth was covered with dark waters, the Bible says. And then he showed me that he stepped out. He said to me, I didn't do this thing in a corner.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.